Austrian Saxon English. Austrian Saxon English. Britain is our calling all.
Yeah, welcome in the new year and to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock markets, positioned every Sunday in a mostly German language podcast, audio CD&D indie podcasts, Wiener Börsesport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. ATXDR started in week 1 with 4 trading days with a 2-2, but bottom line slightly lower. Gainers came with Varenbex, UBM and Polytech from the second row, and news came from SBO, OMV Petrom, Vienna Airport, Kapsch Trafficom and Signa. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these are the news of week 1, Tuesday. SBO, the new executive board of Schoeller Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment AG, SBO, leader in the manufacture of high alloy, non-magnetic steels, has taken office on January 1, 2024, following 8 years as chief financial officer, CFO. Klaus Mader assumes responsibility as chief executive officer, CEO. Campbell McPherson, recognized for steering SBO's Advanced Manufacturing and Services, AMS division, has joined the executive board as Chief Operating Officer, COO. The transition follows Gerald Groman's retirement after 22 years as CEO of SBO. SBO, weekly performance, minus 0.45%. Power. Construction Group Power is building a hotel at BER Berlin Brandenburg Airport in Schönefeld. Power Hotchpur Region East was commissioned by SWH Airportal Schönefeld GmbH as general contractor to build a new hotel. The new airport hotel will have 271 rooms on 4 upper floors with a gross floor area of approximately 16,763 square meters. 193 parking spaces on 2 basement floors complete the building. Power, weekly performance, 4.41%, Wednesday, OMV, OMV Petrom, the largest integrated energy company in Southeast Europe, will acquire from RNV Infrastructure a 50% stake in Elektrocentrale Borzesti, which holds approximately 1 GW capacity of renewable projects, out of which 950 MW wind and 50 MW photovoltaic. The projects will be further developed, built and operated in partnership with RNV Infrastructure. Furthermore, OMV Petrom will fully acquire Renovatio Asset Management, the owner of Romania's leading EV charging network, with more than 400 EV charging points in Romania and plans to increase to approximately 650 by 2026. Through this newly formed partnership, OMV Petrom together with Renovatio plan to invest by 2027 approximately 1.3 billion euros, including projects financing, in renewables in Romania. OMV Petrom's contribution for the acquisition and development of these projects is estimated to be up to 350 million euros. OMV, weekly performance, 1.58%. Vienna Airport, since January 1, 2024. Michael Zack has headed the handling services department at Flughafen AG, Vienna Airport, and thus all agendas for cargo, baggage and ramp handling as well as aircraft de-icing. Michael Zack has been working at the airport since 2006 and has been responsible for sales, finance and cargo in the handling services area since 2018. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, minus 1.77%, Thursday. Kapsch Trafficom, provider of transportation solutions for sustainable mobility, announced the successful opening of the first stage of the Moravsky Corridor and Ruma-Sabic Highway tolling project in Serbia. The first stage of the project, between Ruma and Sabic in the greater Belgrade area, was completed in less than 6 months, a record time for tolling projects of this kind. The project has a volume of 4.3 million euros. Phases 2 and 3, for the new highway in the Moravsky Corridor, are on track to come go live within the coming months. Once completed, CAPS traffic calm technology will be used for over 100 lanes and 12 plazas. CAPS traffic calm, weekly performance, 3.79%. Friday, Cigna. After the insolvency of some Cigna companies, there is now an auction of equipment from the Cigna headquarters in Vienna's Palais Hirach. More than 460 items, such as office furniture, office supplies, clothes hangers, floor mats, potted plants, toilet sets, etc., will be auctioned off in the first three auctions. The auction will take place on Arena at from January 19, 2024, and the property should be vacated by the beginning of March 2024. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stock English.